Welcome to this edition of the Money Pit's Top Products Podcast. I'm Tom Kreitler, reporting from the Consumer Electronics Show 2015 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Nest is a company that has reinvented home automation. They started with a thermostat, they've added carbon monoxide detectors, and now they've introduced some partner programs where they're taking the functionality of other appliances in your house and making them even better. With me to talk about that is Leon Tan. Welcome, Leon.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're doing well, and Leon is with Nest Labs. What's your role at Nest?
I'm a product partnerships lead. I head up partnerships for our developer program.
All right, so let's talk about this developer program. Now, to consumers, they're like, well, what's a developer program, and what does that mean to me? Maybe you can give me some specific examples of some of the partnerships that you've formed and how that makes the house more functional for them.
Yeah, so at Nest, we believe in reinventing things in the home that were unloved. And from that vision that we originally had, we've kind of moved into the next level of that vision, which is building out what we call the conscious home, the thoughtful home. And we know we can't do that on our own. We can't do that alone. We need to work with the best of the business. So we launched a developer program back in June of last year, 6 months ago now. Right now, we have about one in every 10 Nest homes have a Works with Nest integration, which means they have something else in their home that is able to talk to the Nest product. We launched with a handful of partners in June, and now we're over 5,000 developers, and that number continues to grow. Today we announced 15 new partners in lighting, in locks, in different apps and services, hardware, software, and the developer program is really an open program that is platform agnostic, whether you're on iOS, Android, web. Any developer can sign up, big or small, and we really encourage that.
Okay, let's get into some specifics. I want to try to get to the consumer benefit of this, Leon. So, for example, you've partnered with some appliance companies like Whirlpool and LG. So what does the Nest thermostat and the Nest platform do for my laundry?
Yeah, so we really want to think about thoughtful use cases. With Whirlpool, for example, we have a program called Rush Hour Rewards. And Rush Hour Rewards is what we have for demand response programs we have for utility companies. Demand response is basically a window of the day during the summertime where electricity prices are higher for them to turn on a new power plant. They want to avoid doing that, and so by avoiding doing that, we can dial down the thermostat during that window of time by pre-cooling your home beforehand and then cooling your home after outside that window. We've now extended that capability for third parties like Whirlpool, which is another high energy consuming product in the home with washers and dryers, to go in an eco mode if it's already midway through a cycle during that rush hour reward window, or delay that cycle to outside of that window to add another layer of savings.
Now, a lot of this is also based on vacancy. The one function of the Nest thermostat that I know that we enjoy, because I have two of the Nest units in my house, is that it knows when we're home, it knows when we're away, it can select temperatures appropriate to whether or not the house is occupied or not. So if the house is unoccupied, for example, with the laundry, I understand that this will actually come on and perhaps allow you to refresh your laundry if it hasn't been run for a while. So rather than coming home to sort of stale clothes that have been sitting in the washer or the dryer all day, you can kind of refresh them and then have that load ready to go when you walk in the door.
Yeah, and that's a convenience feature. And then a safety feature we have recently announced today with LG is, you know, if you have accidentally left your oven on, for example, and you left the home, Nest knows when you're home and when you're not at home. It tells you that you left the oven on so that you can remotely access the LG oven and turn it off from there. So there's, you know, convenience and safe. There's convenience and comfort. There's a safety aspect that we want to think about from developer program. And then there's an energy efficiency too, Tom.
Now, I understand that also there's a functionality here where it can actually sort of track you. So if I'm driving home, it knows I'm getting towards home. And rather than relying on Nest to see the activity in the house and turn on then, it can actually know when I'm about to reach my house and sort of pre-warm or pre-cool the house based on the settings, correct?
Correct. So we launched back in June with Mercedes with that first partner. A few weeks ago, we have launched with Google Now. And so any iOS, web, or Android device through Google Now will be able to set basically when your route home, and then hits a certain threshold of when you're on your way home, then it starts pre-cooling or preheating your home based on your settings. And then today we announced with Automatic, which is this $99 little plug-in that plugs into your OBD port in your car. And that is able to automatically detect your driving patterns and figure out your path home. And if they know that you're headed home, it automatically does that for you without even you telling that you're on your way home.
That's very cool. We're talking to Leon Tan from Nest Labs. Leon, tell me about the Nest smoke and carbon monoxide detector. That was the second product that you guys brought out. We're moving now into what we all consider the fire season. More home fires occur during the winter months with folks using not only their central heating systems but also space heaters. How is your Nest smoke and carbon monoxide detector redefining what carbon monoxide detectors and smoke detectors do for us? How is it different from what's on the market today?
Yeah, so like what we said from the start, Tom, you know, Nest reinvent things that are unloved in the home. And what we did with the smoke and CO alarm, which is now mandatory in a lot of states in the United States, is, you know, it doesn't just like beep and screech at you at that alarming sound. It warns you ahead of time when your battery is low. It warns you when levels are getting high before it gets to an unacceptable level by talking to you, and talks to you even in the native languages that we ship in the different countries, the seven different countries that we ship to today. So that's one way that we have revolutionized the smoke and CO alarms. The other way too is just like nice thoughtful features where what we call nightly promise. So a green ring appears in the evening when you turn off the lights, about to go to bed. That green ring is basically gives you a peace of mind because it does a system check on battery levels, on connectivity, on different states of the sensors to make sure everything is good. You see that green ring, everything is all right. And then the other nice little thoughtful feature we have is what we call path light. So as you walk by the Nest Protect in the middle of the night, which I do right now because I have little infant girl, so it helps serve as a nightlight, and I don't stumble and hit myself against my bedpost.
Now, when it comes to smoke detectors, there's been a lot of press now about the importance of having dual detection, both ionic detection and photoelectric detection technology inside the smoke detector. What kind of detection technology does the Nest have?
So it's able to detect, obviously, smoke and CO. We recently put out a software update where it's able to tell the difference between smoke and steam, because there's a lot of false triggers based on, you know, whether you're taking a shower, whether you're cooking and it's steam versus smoke. So it's a feature that we call steam check, and that's one thing that's been able to improve on the product. There's also motion sensors in the smoke CO alarm, and there's also a radio in there that's able to talk locally, not having to depend on network or cloud connectivity. It's able to talk locally with each other so that it's able to propagate the warning or emergency message throughout the home.
Very interesting. Leon Tan from Nest Labs, thank you for the update.
Thank you, Tom.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.